I'm going to tell you a story now of mystery and secrecy. It's about the location of a mythological place called Tanis. It might be right here in the Northwest. Terry Miles is executive producer of Tanis, the podcast, and he told me the whole story. This guy, Nick Silver, encounters two references to Tanis, the place, one in a short story, one in a radio program.
Nick discovered the short story, Where is Tanis, in Strange Worlds magazine, the first and only edition of that magazine in San Francisco, when he was much younger. And that combined with the public radio program called Pacific Northwest Stories that Nick used to work at, did an episode that was myth-based, Atlantis, Bigfoot, Bermuda Triangle. And in that episode, there was an unused section by Professor Adams that referenced Tanis. And he put those two things together and decided to look into this potentially real-world mystery.
So it's very important to Nick, and by Nick I might mean you, the pursuit of not just of this mystery, but the pursuit of mystery. Why is that important?
Yeah, no, I feel like I miss mystery. I miss that sense of not knowing, of discovery, of, you know, picking up a book based on the cover. Of course, I'm not going to judge it by the cover, but it might be nice to just sort of discover something without knowing everything there is to know about it by Googling it in advance, you know? And that was the kind of what if that started me down the path to Tanis. Like, what if there was this myth that you couldn't find on the internet? There's nothing about it. And what if, when you started looking, you started uncovering all kinds of other sort of connective tissue that kept leading back to this central myth? And that excitement in discovering a sense of mystery was, I mean, it was the sort of, it was everything to, you know, it was the thing that led me to Tanis.
Okay, so once we are launched on this mystery, what kind of weirdnesses ensue?
Well, yeah, as soon as Nick starts peeling back the layers of Tanis and finding these strange connections and interesting paths, it opens up pretty much globally and along a deep historical timeline. You know, Jack the Ripper enters a story, perhaps, Charles Manson. You know, there are rock star suicides that are referenced. There's a mysterious town called Raywood, Washington, where the town has just been completely abandoned. There's a mundane reason for this, and there's also perhaps another reason for this. And you know, through all of this, there's a deep conspiracy that might be operating behind the scenes, keeping everything off of the internet and keeping sort of Nick on his toes. And there's also the cult of Tanis, a group of like a Knights Templar kind of organization that communicated through classified ads in the 50s, and just like a whole web of weird internet mysteries connected to Tanis as well. Reddit A858. There's a character in the show named Mir Catnip, who is a information specialist. She's basically a hacker, and she helps Nick navigate these kind of more arcane internet mysteries.
So what role does the setting of the Pacific Northwest play in the way the mystery unfolds?
Well, I think the setting is the key. I mean, there's just something about the kind of deep emerald gloom of the Pacific Northwest that seeps into everything Tanis. I mean, it's central to the whole thing, and it's something that inspired me and took a while to sort of seep into my bones, I think. Moving from the middle of Canada in our kind of Montana-ish area, Alberta, and moved to Vancouver to play music back in the 90s, and Seattle as well. But at that point, it felt like, you know, the fresh sort of green wonder of the coast. But years later, it started to change. I started to, I think it's probably, it probably has a lot to do with the rain and the overcast skies. But, you know, 5-6 years later, it started to feel different. And it started to seep into all of the, all of my writing and all of my, the music and everything at that time. And so Tanis is essentially all of the geography of the Pacific Northwest is Tanis, I think. I mean, and you know, culturally, it all of that darkness and rain and gloom, you know, so it's not just the sort of the physical manifestation of the deep emerald gloom, but it's also the sort of cultural, I mean, all of that affects the people and it starts to inform everything.
You said something there about it's fictional. No, it's mysterious. And I'm wondering, what's the relationship to truth in this story? And do your listeners have the same understanding you do?
Well, the nature of truth is it's an elusive thing. I think for when it comes to Tanis, there are so many real world elements, like let's say Jack Parsons or L. Ron Hubbard or Charles Manson, but there are also fictional accounts of certain things, Atlantis being one, the Bermuda Triangle being another, characters who may or may not have existed, and the like. I may have referenced a fictional town, but is it fictional? Is it real? It's kind of, there's a line where it becomes more of what you believe is true rather than what is true, and the audience have different levels of understanding of truth. And when it comes to Tanis, there are some people who consider 100% of everything that happens on Tanis true, and then there are others who feel it's a lot closer to fiction. I'm not sure what the balance is exactly numerically, but I think you find your own sort of understanding of what's true and what's not.
Are you trying to fool your listeners?
Well, there's don't you miss mystery? I mean, I just feel like there's a lack of mystery in the world, and it's isn't it a much richer place if something like Tanis could be true?
So a world with mystery in it is truer than a world of black and white, because that's not the way the world is. Is that what you're saying?
That's my hope. Yeah, I really feel like if something like Tanis could be real, just if it could be real, not whether it is or not, I think that that's a much more interesting world than one where, you know, we know everything in advance. And we certainly don't know everything when it comes to science and dark matter. And, you know, there could be so many things happening out there. And I don't want to be Pollyanna about, but I just really miss mystery, and it's Tanis is my attempt to inject a little mystery into the world.
So where is Tanis?
Tanis is located somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, right around the Puget Sound area generally.
That's all you're going to get right now from Terry Miles, executive producer of the popular podcast, Tanis.